Now, News 24 journalist Mandy Wiener, who used to be quite a familiar voice on 702, wrote a really quirky but interesting article about it today. More and more politicians have been making these claims, but very few have opened cases or had their claims investigated. Mandy joins us on the line now to discuss this in a little bit more detail. Mandy, hi there. Lovely to have you on the show. Just remind us recently of which of the public figures has recently made these claims.
Afternoon, Jan. Thanks for having me. So as you mentioned, the latest case of a mention of poisoning is Busisiwe Mkhwebane, the public protector, who when speaking on Friday night mentioned the fact, and this was misreported, that she was poisoned or that there was an attempt to poison her, and then she corrected that to say that she's being investigated for possibly investigated for poisoning her ex-husband. But she did use that mention of poisoning. And as one person joked on Twitter, that poisoning is the new intelligence report. So in the past, where there would have been like a mention of the special browse mole report or some kind of ground coverage intelligence document, which you know didn't necessarily have any credibility, that was a way of possibly floating something in the public domain and getting the idea out there or using it to justify being victimized in some way. But there have been a number of other politicians. I mean, the former president, Jacob Zuma, claimed that he had been poisoned. The current deputy president, David Mabuza, claimed, too, that he had been poisoned. So this has become quite a common concept in our political domain.
But Mandy, do we actually know what they define as poisoning? Because it looks as though certain cultural beliefs come into this as well.
So it's hard to say if this is a literal poisoning in the scientific sense or if it's a more mystical kind of ideological poisoning because we just don't have the evidence. So neither Zuma nor Mabuza nor several other politicians, there have been about two or three politicians from the Free State that have been poisoned. None of them have come out with toxicology reports. We understand that Mabuza was treated at a Joburg hospital, but then both Zuma and Mabuza actually received treatment in Russia, and they only got better when they were in Russia, although it was reported that Mabuza actually went last year again for further treatment. So we don't have any evidence of this, so it's very difficult to say. The only evidence we have is from James Mkabule, who was killed in Mpumalanga in 2010. He was a whistleblower and a politician. His autopsy report was made public by the Sunday Times, and that showed that there was some evidence of poisoning, but we didn't see the toxicology report. So it's very difficult to say if this is a scientific poisoning or if it's a more kind of mythical revenge kind of witchcraft mysticism.
So in the cases where they are actually physically poisoned from a medical point of view, where do these high-profile politicians usually receive treatment, Mandy?
Well, all of the ones that we know about have received treatment in Russia, which raises lots of questions. Because Russia does have somewhat of a history of poisoning people abroad, if you just look in the UK, for example, yes. There have been examples there of people who have, it seems, been poisoned by the Russian state, and diplomats have been expelled, and there has been action taken. So the fact that they're going to Russia for treatment raises all kinds of questions about whether there is some kind of involvement by a foreign power in these incidents. What we know about Mabuza and Zuma is that it seems as though the source of the poison may have been closer to home. So, for example, with Zuma, there were allegations that one of his wives had actually poisoned him, and she was then expelled from Nkandla, and she has written several times to the NPA asking for them to prosecute her if that's the case. But that has not happened. With Mabuza, we believe it was at a birthday party where he ate birthday cake, so it could be somebody very close to him. So it's very difficult to say. I mean, Zuma has made some comments about this. He was speaking in Pongola last year, and he made comments about the fact that it was because he had supported BRICS and he had allowed somebody close to him. So it's all quite vague, and there are lots of kind of allusions that are inferred, but nothing that is actually concrete.
And no charges laid in relation to these accusations in general?
No, so actually I think it was the Institute of Security Studies actually did they went through the incidents of reports that would have been logged by the VIP protection unit, which protects politicians. And there were no incidents logged over any of these time periods. And this is kind of the point that I'm making in the article, is that we need to know more about this. You know, there should either be, we love inquiries for everything in this country. Why isn't there an inquiry into this? Why aren't we investigating it more? Why don't we know more about it? If the two highest ranking politicians in the country have allegedly been poisoned, then we should know more about it and who's behind it, what the motivation is, what actually happened to them, because otherwise that's a breach of state security. And they were obviously compromised in some way. And we don't know the motive and we don't know what was used. So in one incident, there was a suggestion that ricin was used against Willy Mchunu. So, you know, it's all very vague and we don't know a lot about it.
Very intriguing article, and as is its contents. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Mandy Wiener, journalist and author of Ministry of Crime.